You are listening now to the fourth and final part of the Public Pension Disclosure Podcast, recorded as of December 5th, 2011. Please refer to the first part of the podcast for some introductory remarks and general procedural comments and disclaimers. We now turn our attention to some particular relevant subtopics, issue spotting, based on NAVL's discussion draft. Although not specifically listed as such in the NAVL discussion draft, the draft identifies a number of potential issues for pension disclosure. The following is a non-exhaustive list of some of them. Number one, what is the impact of ARC payments on the issuer's budget, both current and future budgets? This connects the fiscal health of the pension plan to the fiscal health of the issuer. Number two, are future ARC payments sustainable? If not, what are plans, if any, to address this? A failure to make payments to meet a plan's amortization period has been commented upon as being a sign of distress. Number three, has the issuer made any determination regarding priorities of funding the ARC in relation to other payment obligations of the issuer? For example, if there's an intention of the issuer not to fund the ARC for a certain number of years, or if funding the ARC is a lower priority, then the reader might infer that the UAAL will likely increase for a number of years and that future ARC levels will be higher. Number four, who is the actuary for the pension system? Has the actuary been changed for reasons other than normal course of business rotations? And this seems somewhat comparable to the emphasis in SEC required corporate disclosures related to auditor changes. Has there been any smoothing method used to calculate the actuarial value of plan assets? A smoothing method is meant to reduce the impact of market volatility on the assets of a pension plan and would spread investment changes over a period of time and would result in valuations different than current market values. A smoothing method that deviates significantly from market value has been commented upon as a sign of financial distress. Number six, are there any employer offsets of required employee contributions? Are they required or contingent, and how, if at all, are they reflected in the calculation of the ARC and unfunded actuarial accrued liability? Number seven, what is the length of time that the unfunded actuarial accrued liability is amortized? It's been commented upon that an amortization period greater than 30 years may be a sign of fiscal distress. Number eight, how does the pool of pension fund beneficiaries expand or contract, and how do benefits increase or decrease? Is this based on actions of the legislature? NAVL suggests discussing any expansion of benefits by the legislature within the last 5 years. Number nine, if underfunded, what are the reasons related to underfunding of pension system? Number 10, what is the investment policy for the system, including the percentage of the system that is invested in what the NAVL discussion draft refers to as, quote, alternative, close quote, that is presumably riskier in some way, investments, and specifically noted were hedge funds. Number 11, are there any litigation or investigations or regulatory proceedings related to the pension system? Number 12, have any pension obligation bonds been issued or are any planned to be issued? So we'll now discuss and review some general themes. At this point, I would like to discuss a few general themes or concepts that run through the recommendations. Future specific proposals and or requirements may likely be consistent with certain of these themes. Now, the order in which the following are discussed is not meant to suggest greater or lesser importance. First, there are certain time lags to be expected between the dates of financial statements, including related notes, and actuarial reports in the one instance, and bond disclosure documents in the other instance. The body of the official statement can be used to reflect interim developments, an example of change in benefit levels or eligibility, that might not yet be captured otherwise. Second, disclosure should relate the impact of the financial health of the pension plan to the overall financial health of the issuer. This may mean showing pension funding amounts in relation to the overall budget. Depending on the circumstances, this may entail showing how pension funding may impact levels of future taxes or public services, particularly if the former need to be raised and the latter need to be curtailed. Third, certain types of information beyond historical results may be important. This can be thought of in terms of two main categories, assumptions and projections. Projections were particularly noted by the SEC in certain pension enforcement proceedings, which we've discussed previously. Assumptions are relevant in such areas as investment returns on plan assets and with respect to benefits due to assumptions, among others, about employee turnover and future wages. Key projections include those about future funding status. As an aside, the NAVL discussion draft also suggests disclaimer language regarding forward-looking statements that can be included in pension disclosure. Fourth, an issuer's historic and current funding practices are relevant in terms of showing how disciplined the issuer is with respect to funding. Deviations from actual recommended funding may be relevant indicators of financial distress. Fifth, independent reports are emphasized. As a practical matter, this may at the least entail having official statements disclosed where readers may access actuarial and other reports. Sixth, both the inflow and outflow of resources related to pension benefits is important. For example, pension funds investment policy and assumptions and application of plan earnings above an assumed rate of return may be relevant. And now we will make some concluding comments. Now, acknowledging the complexity of the area of public pensions, the task of providing suitable disclosure cannot be easily distilled. This area is evolving, and there are a number of developments to monitor. Not only should projects such as those undertaken by GASB and NAVL be monitored, but also any SEC guidance, particularly that which may emerge from the SEC's recent municipal market field hearings and related comment process. This podcast highlights some recent ideas related to public pension disclosure, particularly with a view toward providing the listener with perspective on what may be emerging best practices. Whether disclosure in this area will be driven more by regulatory requirements or by market expectations, it likely will continue to evolve and increasingly be developed in greater detail. Should you have any questions regarding this podcast, please feel free to contact our Public and Project Finance Practice Group. Thank you for listening.